6 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour, I got a text here from a fellow or a listener from the Ram Nation stuff that I do, or well, I post my stuff on their page. I love that page. It's where Rams fans just go to talk about life and Ram stuff. Text came in, says, whole show, that's me, SEC tampered / reached out to one of Jay Norvell's players. NCAA failure to provide a framework as a dereliction, I cannot say that word for some reason, to their mission. So basically saying that NCAA not providing framework to this? Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think we agree. Why can't I say that word?
Dereliction.
Dereliction! Angel. Ding, ding. You get the prize, dude.
Woohoo!
You get the prize of the day. Yeah, I mean, so we were talking to Jay Norvell earlier on the program, head coach for CSU, and he was saying, hey, there are SEC, he said, SEC school reached out to check in on some of his players already, and they know that. That should not be allowed. Hopefully that's reported.
Do they know the school, or is it just, I know it's an SEC school?
I don't know. Well, the player's going to tell him.
Would they?
I don't know. He knew somehow, so the player's going to at least say, hey, somebody reached out to me. You shouldn't be able to reach out. That's not how it works. And you can't regulate it.
Yeah, I mean, if you were going to like investigate this, you know, okay, how did he get in contact with you? Oh, well, he texted me. Okay, well, how did he get your number? Okay.
Messaged him on Twitter.
Can you delete Twitter messages?
I think so. But can you, I mean, again, it can be a random dude.
Can you somehow get the student's email and send it directly to their student email?
Dude, it could be as simple as, let's just give you an example here. Me sitting down, I sit down with a lot of players. We do radio shows. Let's just take a random, like Bodie Hume, okay? Played for UNC last year. All it would take is for me sitting there. I have no allegiance to CSU. I don't work for CSU. I'm not paid by CSU. I have no whatever on that side. So I could easily just look at Bodie Hume and be like, because I know Nico Medved and I know the coaching staff. Let's say I'm at the park because some of these assistant coaches live in my neighborhood. Let's say I'm at the park. We're just talking. And one of the assistant coaches is like, and this hasn't happened, but is like, yeah, I hear Bodie Hume might be looking around. I don't know. Oh, really? Is that a player you'd like to see play for Colorado State? And then the coach can just say, I can't answer that question. Huh. Okay. Wink, wink. And all it would take for me to sit down, do a radio show with Bodie Hume, and as soon as it's done, be like, hey, Bodie, for what it's worth, a little birdie tells me that you'd look really nice in a CSU Rams uniform. And that would be enough for him to go, oh, okay, into the transfer portal. They call. It's done. That shouldn't happen. But it's that easy, dude.
But it could be just something, you know, just get a little earworm into that player's ear, and he just hears, oh, that school has an interest. And if that school already knows it, and they're sending out a person to say, hey, you have to try to get that player into the portal. If he gets in there, we're going to go after him immediately. Kind of, you know, hint at that with this player and say, hey, if you went in the portal, you might not be in there very long because I know there's a team that might want to look at you really quickly. And then it's, oh, okay, well, thanks for, you know, the advice. I'll check it out.
Yeah.
They go home that night. They get on Twitter or they, you know, maybe they, hey, I went to school. One of my old high school teammates is, you know, he's a water boy over there. Let me go talk to him. And then the water boy mentions something to the coach. Coach looks out in the portal. Okay, his name's not there. Oh, there he is. Got him.
It's as easy as that. It can be a business, though. It can be anything. It could be a parent. It's so easy to let someone know, wink, wink, that someone's interested in them if you have that information.
It gives you a deniability. If it's, oh, no, the player, it was his decision.
He got on the transfer portal, but I'm not going to say who told me this. I was talking about Dalton Connect and some of the sources that I talked to about my information, whatever, were just like, somebody got a hold of him and gave him some bad advice. Should they be able to get a hold of him and convince him to enter the transfer portal? you can't regulate that.
No, I mean, it's I'm not going to deny you access to his phone number or his Twitter.
Texter, do we know for sure if it's a violation to reach out to players from other schools?
If you're not in the portal, yes.
Yeah, you can't. Nick Saban cannot tweet message Torrey Horton and say, would you like to come play for Alabama? Just enter that portal and we'll get you. He can't do that. But a booster at Alabama can reach out to Torrey and say, hey, I hear there's $1 million in NIL for a player of your caliber, and I hear they're very interested. That isn't right either, but not against, it's not really against the rules because a booster, I guess, kind of. But if you're just a business that once in a while throws dollars at school, I mean, you're not really, you don't work for the school. Dixon says, if so, what's the penalty? And if there is no penalty, then everything is fair game. There's a penalty.
So penalties for, it's a recruiting violation, NCAA violation if you talk to a player outside of the portal. Likely recruiting sanctions such as loss of scholarships and coaches not being able to recruit off campus.
Exactly. So yes, it's...
But can I still recruit from my Twitter?
I wouldn't think so. It just says off
camp. What if I have a burner account?
Yeah, I mean, you could be a fake person.
Oh, I'm a big CSU fan. I think it'd be really cool if you went to CSU next year.
Well, I know for a fact there were certain CSU assistant coaches back in the day under Addazio that were creating some burner accounts. I know that. Because they'd get on Twitter and argue with people, and my people told me who that was. It's like, oh. It's a burner account for a coach, not the head coach, but some assistant. So it's not like they don't do that. Kevin Durant has like 80 burner accounts. But you can't penalize a business. What are you going to do? Hey, Crazy Carls, we love you, by the way. Don't reach out to them and tell them that reach out to Lawson Lovering and say, hey, if you come here, I know that they're interested. Maybe we got some NIL. Hey, Crazy Carls, that's illegal. What are you going to do?
Sorry, it won't happen again.
Won't happen again. My bad. You don't want my money? Is that what... You that mad at me, CSU? You don't want my money? You don't want me to put a big old billboard up on the... Or a signage up on the scoreboards and all that stuff? Oh, you don't want that money? Fine. I'll advertise elsewhere. I do it to support the program, mainly. But that's what I'm saying. Like, what's going to happen? Texter, so Nick Saban can't say, come to Alabama and we will give you a car, but the car dealer can contact them directly and say the same thing. Yes, that's essentially true, because Nick Saban works for Alabama. The car company does not.
Nick couldn't do it, but Nick Saban Mercedes-Benz could do it.
Could it? Could they, since they're connected to Nick?
I mean, he owns a dealership. If he owns just one separate dealership...
There's nothing to stop. It's probably like Aflac probably just, couldn't reach out because he's connected to Aflac.
Right. If it's just, hey, you're the owner in title only.
Yeah. I don't know.
Then we're just Mercedes-Benz that happens to be owned by the football coach.
But if there's a random car dealership and Nick Saban's out having coffee with him someday, and this random car dealership's like, hey, do you ever hear of this kid named Torrey Horton that plays for CSU? And then Nick goes, yeah, he's a hell of a player. If he were in the portal today, would you go get him? I would. Okay, enough said. And then beep, boop, bop.
I think he'd say I would. I think we'd strongly consider.
Well, you get the example.
we take a look at it and see if he can be a benefit to our team.
But you get it. If you're close enough to a guy, they're going to tell you. Yeah, I'd take him if he was there, but he's not there. Hear you loud and clear, Nick. Gotcha. And then that dealership goes on and tweets Torrey Horton, messages him, and said, hey, I know you're happy with CSU. Congratulations on a new car. I can get you three new cars. I know a company that would be willing to give you three new cars if you entered the portal and go to a certain place that rhymes with Schmalishmama. That's what's happening here, folks. Now, Jay Norvell said, that an SEC school reached out and is checking in on their players. That's what he said, right?
Reached out to the player or reached out to the coaches?
He said reached out. He said they're checking in on our players. Hmm. So that, to me, is they're like, Torrey, how you doing? That can't
happen.
It's
not like the what you mentioned before in the NFL, like team calling the Broncos, hey, how's Patrick Surtain doing?
Right.
It's not that. Or it could be that.
It could be.
But it could also be they're just talking to players directly.
Like NFL, dude, they freak the heck out. Remember Adrian Peterson when it was talked about that the Cowboys were potentially, that Jerry Jones was like, hey, man, we'll talk. We'll get you here or something like that. Well, that was while he was under contract. You can't do that. You can't even hint at it. So college is going to have to get to that point. But there's no stopping hearsay. There's no stopping wink, wink. You can't do it. Just like you couldn't stop these players from getting paid well before NIL was a thing. These guys are getting it. They figured out ways to do it. It's happening all over the country. It's wild. 17 minutes after the hour. Speaking of wild, the Final Four's coming up. We got that on Saturday. Our own Bruce Dick is there on site. He's ready to rock and roll, dude. He goes every single year. He's got perks, man. Why doesn't he invite us? I don't know. But we're going to talk to Bruce on the other side. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. On Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Start your day with Good Morning NoCo with Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
What's up, Hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Mr. Lucky, Mr. Basketball. Head coach of Fort Collins High School basketball, host of Coach Speak here on KFKA, and just an overall great dude, Bruce Dick, joining us now, Coach, live from Houston, my friend. You ready to rock and roll? Final Four tomorrow.
We are live from Houston, Brady, and it is hopping here, and we're excited. And let me just tell you, besides the Final Four, and the games obviously are tomorrow, the Astros are in town. The Rockets are in town, I believe, and it's just rocking and rolling down here.
What an awesome environment, too, man. Okay, so when did you get there, Bruce?
We got in Wednesday evening or Wednesday afternoon, and the convention started yesterday, the NABC convention, and been going to some clinics here and there and some events, and hit Fan Fest today, which is remarkable. It's kind of not just kid oriented, but a lot of games that people can play and different events and things like that.
Man, I am jealous right now, Coach. Just absolutely jealous of you right now. You've been doing this though for a long time. How many years in a row have you made it to the Final Four?
Well, in a row, just obviously didn't have anything because of COVID. So we were in New Orleans last year, and then prior to COVID, we were in San Antonio. But total years, I think this is either 22nd or 23rd year, not consecutive.
Wow.
Going back to several years ago. And but it never gets old. It's a lot of fun. It never gets old. I heard a tremendous speaker yesterday. Mike Morrell from UNC Asheville, nobody's heard of this coach, did a terrific job, and I am betting on him that he will be at a big-time program before his career is over.
So it's been a lot of that. Obviously, you're having fun, but you've been hearing speakers. You've been doing a bunch of different things basketball-related, too, Coach.
Yeah. Pete Gillian, people may know Pete because he's a commentator on the Mountain West. Does a lot of the Mountain West games on TV. Fran Fischella, who will be on our show later sometime. He's going to cut, you know, he's here. He works for the networks and does a lot of, you know, big 12 games and just a great analyst. So, seen some really cool people, ran into a lot of old friends, and here we are getting ready. We're actually going to go to the Astros game tonight, Brady.
Going to the Astros game tonight.
We are.
How about that? Look at you. So, you're just getting after it, man. So it's you and the missus, correct?
Yes, and my son Brian actually joined us as well.
Nice.
So, you know, he's the tech guy, so he can get on and get all the tickets and things like that. So, makes it a lot easier.
Well, I was wondering why you didn't invite me, but then you say the tech stuff, so it's like, oh, okay. That wouldn't be much help there. I would just be following you around, Coach.
Oh, it's fun.
All right, so what do you think of these matchups? Tomorrow, of course, no fooling around, even though it's April Fool's Day tomorrow. San Diego State, FAU, Miami, UConn. Not what a lot of people predicted, according to our bracket challenge anyway, but still, should be fun.
Anybody predicted it, Brady. You know, kind of a contrast of games, I'm thinking, but the way this tournament has gone, who knows? But I think Connecticut-Miami is going to be a high-scoring game. I think they have, you know, talented players that can really score the basketball. San Diego FAU, you know, San Diego's defense has just carried them. They tend to take it more down to the shot clock, you know, offensively. So that I think that's going to be lesser scoring. It's going to be – I'm anxious to see how Connecticut comes out and plays tomorrow now that they are the favorite. Everybody that we talk to says, you know, oh, now it's UConn's tournament to lose this and that. But, you know, it's basketball, and Miami has five guys that can flat out score the basketball, and they're interchangeable. So they can do a lot of switching defensively. They don't need to be so wrapped up in mismatches, things like that. So should be a fun game.
What are you hearing around there, Bruce, just about the overall, you know, how they view the March Madness tournament overall? I mean, there's got to be people there that are talking about whether or not they're really happy with everything. Obviously, this is uncharted kind of territory, seeing FAU in there like this. But overall, what's kind of the vibe around how the tournament's been?
You know, I think it depends on who you talk to. I think the vibe from the fans and the public, they'd like to see a... you know, a big time school here. They'd like to see a Duke. They'd like to see a North Carolina, Kansas, you know. If you talk to some of the coaches, I ran into Tim Miles the other day and we had a brief visit and, you know, I congratulated him on such a great year. A little surprised he's still at San Jose State right now. And maybe he's not since we're talking. But
true.
But you know, he kinda said it in a nutshell. Gives everybody hope. You know, nobody's that far away. You know, there's a lot of schools that can do this, and it just brings the level of the playing field down. And I'll tell you, obviously, with the big talk around here, I know there's been some Division I coaches meetings talking about the transfer portal, and coaches can't relax. They cannot, you know, it used to be where after the season was over, they could just, you know, chill for a little while knowing what they had coming back. And now with the transfer portal, it's kind of a disaster for a lot of programs.
It really is. I know we both talked about it. You've talked about it on your program. We've certainly been hitting it. It's absolutely insane. And it might be like the Wild Wild West in this tournament. And not that it already is, and it's already crazy. But with all the transfers, Coach, we might just start seeing random teams in there all the time now.
I think so. I think a lot of schools, you're going to have to get lucky. Coach Boyle said, you know, he really had only one to fill right now, and I have not been online to see just who they have added. There might be more news back home, but and others have several to add.
Yeah. Oh,
you know, and it's trying to match those big pieces. You know, I read something where, you know, Coach Boyle, you know, he took 24 hours to kind of, I guess, whatever, pout, you know, because of the kid transferring to Utah, double-edged sword. You not only expect him to stay, he decides to go in the portal, and then he goes to your rival.
I know.
You know, so it's, you know, double stab in the back there.
But yeah.
They will recover, and you know what? We will have a college basketball season with a lot of excitement next year as well.
Sure we will. Well, hey, did you see your Buffs on the football side? They sold out their spring game, Coach. Did you get your tickets?
It's sold out. I'm going to have to beg for tickets from somebody now that already has them.
Do you ever think you'd have to beg for tickets for a spring football game?
Spring game. I've never been to a spring football game ever, and I'm thinking this could be fun.
Yeah.
You know, to see all the skilled athletes they have lining up on both sides of the football and nationally televised. There's some excitement in Boulder, Colorado.
No question about it. Well, Coach, you guys have a blast down there, man. I'm really glad you get to do this, and hopefully they're very good basketball games for you tomorrow afternoon and
night. There's going to be a couple good ones, and there'll be an analysis of matchups on Monday morning, that's for sure.
I look forward to it. Coach Speak airs every weekday, 10 o'clock here on KFK. Bruce, appreciate you, my friend. You be safe, okay?
Thanks, Trade.
All right.
See you, buddy.
Coach Bruce Dick, legendary. Over 700 wins on Gel. Fort Collins, legendary coach. Awesome job he does here on KFK with Coach Speak, talking to players and coaches. And I like his take on the college side of it, too. You know, I know he's a diehard guy. You ever wonder why a guy like Bruce, though? Because he probably could have got into some college assistant jobs earlier in his career and then moved up. Because he knows his stuff, dude. You ever wonder, like, some of these great high school coaches, they just maybe didn't have that interest level to go to that? Because Bruce could have been that kind of guy.
Yeah, I mean, but he also mentioned, you know, some of the challenges that college coaches even have to go through, and we're seeing it. We've seen it play out the last couple of weeks with, you know, Medved and Smiley and Linder dealing with these transfers and the constant recruiting. As Bruce said, you can't even relax anymore. You know, you're at a Final Four trying to get ready for a championship, and their coaches are still having to recruit their players that are on the team right now.
I know.
It's crazy. So, you know, if that aspect of it isn't for you, I could see that. Maybe it's, you know, I want to help teach these kids the sport the way it should be played, the fundamentals of it and the basics of it, and teach them at a young age so when they go to college and when they go to the pros eventually, they can take those skills with them. And, you see an NBA player do something, it's like, where'd you learn that? Oh, that was my high school coach, Coach Bruce Dick.
Yeah, well, you're still getting that, too. Guys are, like, talking about him. They all get together and celebrate their successes over the years. And
he's constantly learning as a coach.
Yeah.
That's one of the best qualities you can have.
He's constantly learning here, too. I don't think he ever thought he was going to be a radio show host. But he's always, you know, anytime we meet, go over stuff, he's got his notepad out. He is always willing to take criticism or advice or whatever. And that's the mark of an amazing head coach.
Absolutely.
1:32 the time. We'll take a short break. Let's get into the Nuggets a little bit. Nuggets, Suns, what does that matchup look like tonight? Let's talk about it next. We got what we learned at the end of the show as well. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
The Eaton Country Club. Hey, the weather's windy and stuff right now, but we're getting there, man. We still probably have some snow coming, but there's going to be plenty of days in between and coming up in the late spring and summer where you can get out to the Eaton Country Club. You guys want to find out how to be a member? Get out at Northern Colorado's Hidden Gem. We'll check them out online at eatoncc.net. That's eatoncc.net. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Okay, so Rockies regular season start. Nuggets, I don't know if they play. They won't play Saturday. Let's just say they play tonight. Obviously, we know they play Phoenix. Avs play tomorrow. And we got Final Four. And we got XFL. What are you looking forward to the most right now, 1:36 on March 31st?
Probably game two of the Rockies Padres.
Really? Look at you and Tanner, man. You guys are so pumped about this.
I mean, like, I want to say the Nuggets, but I'm starting to think maybe this game really doesn't
matter. I think they're going to coaster on out. They're going to coaster on out so they can get number two. That's what's going on here, folks. We wanted to beat Philadelphia, help Joker one last time for the MVP. What are they doing tonight? Have we heard anything? There has been no updates. It's the best-kept secret in the land. Dude, Nuggets Twitter, all the reporters down there in Denver, dude, Joker sneezes and they're tweeting about it.
Here's this from Ryan Blackburn about 4 minutes ago.
Okay.
Nuggets official injury report for tonight's game. Keep in mind the questionable designation doesn't mean the player traveled with the team, and it wouldn't surprise me if none of Jokic, Murray, Porter, or KCP got on that plane. So here's the report. KCP, questionable with injury illness. Chanchar, probable. Colin Giuseppe, out. Mm-hmm. Nikola Jokic, questionable. Jamal Murray, questionable. Michael Porter Jr., questionable. Jack White, probable.
Do you think there's going to be a lot of fans in Phoenix tonight with signs that say, I spent all my hard-earned money to watch Jack White? Where the hell is he?
There might be some Serbians that are upset.
Jack White, man, he's a stud. What are we doing here?
Four of your five starters are questionable.
They're sick. Tightness. Those don't sound like, they don't sound like real injuries.
MPJ says injury illness, left heel injury management. Jamal Murray, left knee injury management. Nikola Jokic, right calf tightness.
Injury management and tightness.
Yep.
Okay. What are we doing here?
We're not winning this game. Monday,
I shot back at some very controversial reporter guy in Denver. Because he said we need to be consistent. If we're going to give Joel Embiid a hard time, you got to give Joker a hard time for missing the Milwaukee game. But that was several weeks ago. And my response was that we're in crunch time now. We got less than 10 games to go. This is you're jockeying for seeding right now. Now I feel like an idiot because it doesn't look like the Nuggets are too concerned about seeding at this point.
Yeah, so just looking at the bracket, how it would break down right now, Nuggets with the one seed. You would play the lower-ranking seed of the play-in tournament between either the Lakers and the Thunder, Minnesota, New Orleans. Minnesota and L.A. would have to win twice to get the 8 and 7 seed, or just once for the higher seed. Lower seed has to win twice.
Yeah, you're right. Lower seed has to win twice.
So if Denver stays at the 1 seed, it would be 1 and 8. Now, you would have Phoenix and the Clippers as the other side of that bracket.
Okay. So second round would be Phoenix?
Second round would likely be Phoenix.
Assuming they beat the Clippers.
Yep. The other side of the bracket is Sacramento, Golden State, Memphis, and the seventh seed. So if the Nuggets drop down to 2, you play a 7th seed, and then either Sacramento or Golden State.
And there's your question. Who would you rather play in the second round, Phoenix or Golden State?
Good chance you play Phoenix. Slight chance you get Sacramento in that second round.
As worried as I am about Golden State, I just don't know. They've shown me they're all over the damn place. They don't look like the Golden State of old. But then in that fourth quarter against the Pelicans the other night, they looked just like the Golden State of old.
Could the Kings beat them in 7 games?
They maybe could. And like right now, they maybe could.
And we know the Warriors are bad on the road, but it's in Sacramento. You're not traveling at all.
So that's, are we coasting?
I like the bottom bracket better.
Does Joker play anymore the rest of the season? Does he sit out the rest of the season? You got 6 games remaining. It doesn't sound like he's going. The Nuggets are 9.5 point dogs tonight. So the wise guys damn sure know what's up.
Jokic is still one away from tying LeBron James with triple-doubles.
He might not get it, dude. He might not get it. I mean, does he play Sunday? You're home against Golden State Sunday.
Probably Sunday.
But if you're resting him...
Want to rest him for a week and a half.
I figured you rested him against New Orleans so you could play at Phoenix, or vice versa. You play him against New Orleans and you don't send him on the road trip to Phoenix.
No, he's not. Probably not playing either game.
And Do you play him? Okay, you play him Sunday against Golden State?
Yes.
Okay. Do you bother sending him to Houston?
Is it a one-game trip?
Then they go from there to Phoenix. It's a Tuesday-Thursday swing. Tuesday's at Houston and Thursday's Phoenix.
No, I wouldn't play him against Houston.
Then you don't even have him on the plane.
Nope.
So you got him playing against Golden State.
No, you play Golden State Sunday and then you stay in town.
Yep.
And then when we're ready, we'll fly you down to Phoenix.
Okay. By himself?
Sure. And then you have Utah.
If he doesn't get on the plane to go to Houston, I don't see him playing against Phoenix or Utah because they're on the road.
Yeah.
So...
But the Phoenix and Utah are close games, though.
You just sit. They're just gonna.
But you're going from. You would go from. If you sat out Houston, you'd go from Denver to Phoenix, Phoenix to Utah, and then Utah right back to Denver. From Thursday to the Sunday.
Is April 9th next week?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
April 1st is tomorrow.
Wow. I have a wedding to go to. Next weekend. Huh. I was just thinking. I was like, they can't stretch this out for a week, can they? Joker's got a boo-boo. He's got a bellyache.
You can sit him against Phoenix and Houston. Likely that second Phoenix game, and then you play him against Sacramento for like 5 minutes.
That's why I was like, go win the freaking Pelicans game, and then you just... Then do whatever. But that's what this is. They're fighting for the... For the second seed, they're pushing.
I think they'll be fine with the one seed, but they're not going to like...
They just don't want to play Phoenix.
If you get the one seed, we're not going to like, okay, ooh, you can have Phoenix.
Malone has done this. He does this. He's done it every year they've been in the playoffs. He at least toys with it.
It's a strategy.
It hasn't necessarily paid off.
I would not tank for the two seed, but I'm not shooting for one at this point.
Well, I mean, dude, Phoenix is scary. This is a scary basketball team. And they have no one is on their injury report. They're 100% healthy right now. I mean, this starting unit is terrifying. Paul, Booker, Durant, you got DeAndre Ayton.
At most, the Suns could get the 3 seed, but they would need at least 5 wins and a lot of losses from the top 3.
Wow.
So you wouldn't have to worry about home court with them.
No. No, yeah, I suppose you wouldn't. I don't know. At first, I was like, no, Golden State's scary, but Phoenix, now that Durant's going, yikes.
Phoenix is scary. Golden State is a wild card.
They are. I could also see them just, that's who they are. Oh, it was kind of a weird season for them, and then bam, I could see them hoisting up a trophy again.
I could see them losing in 5 games.
I kind of could too, actually. It just depends. It's weird. They're a strange team this year. Injuries and whatnot, and Klay Thompson. It's been strange. Phoenix last night, or the other night, last time around, they beat Minnesota 107-100. Kevin Durant had 16 points. He played 29 minutes. They're going to try to really use this week to warm him up. And it doesn't look like the Nuggets will have their dogs. Their best dogs in this fight tonight. I mean, again, the wise guys are wise for a reason, Angel. If Joker and Murray and MPJ were healthy, if full roster, what's the spread tonight?
Probably Phoenix.
-2?
-1.5? I'd say -5.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You'd go there.
I think the media and the smart people in Vegas like Phoenix.
By 5 points, huh?
I'd say so.
I was leaning more
coming
like
off a Nuggets
1-2.
Loss. Yes,
yeah, back to back. But well, it's 9.5 right now, so that means no Nikola Jokic is in that equation. So if you're a betting person, you would go take. If you really thought Joker might play, you might take the +9.5, and then boom, you're surprised that Joker plays, and now you got a chance. But he's not like. Why don't we know if he's on the plane? Come on.
They don't have to tell us.
Come on, Nuggets reporters.
Because we didn't know until he was gone, but Bones didn't even travel with the team.
That's true. They can hide stuff. I mean, I'm just flabbergasted that local media is not all over this right now. I mean, like I said, lover, but like Katie Wingy tweeting out what Joker was eating the other day. I'm like, you guys know if he has a sneeze, and yet we can't figure out if he's on the plane, if he's playing or whatever. I don't know. It's insane. 46 minutes after the hour. What did we learn today? Coming up next, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We're giving Coach Speak a whole new meaning. Hear Coach Speak weekdays 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Kristen McKeo, your UNC women's basketball coach, and you are listening to the whole show, 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
Welcome back into the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1. And 1310 KFKA, Angel, what did you learn today?
That the Rockies are the best team in all of baseball.
After one day.
No, seriously. Nice just to have baseball back. It was nice to just have something on TV. I like the changes to the game that we've seen so far. It may entice me to watch a little more baseball outside of the Rockies, just because I know I don't have to sit through an entire 4-hour slog of a game.
Yeah, moving pretty quick.
I think the games are going to be more competitive, I think. I think it gives you an opportunity to just, if you fall down a couple of runs, you can just get back really quickly. I like the shift. More base hits, more runs, more baseball.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I mean, I think so far it's been, yesterday was an exciting day. It's opening day and all that, but man, we were just seeing the ball in play a lot. And that's what you want to see. You're watching baseball. I like a good pitcher's duel, man. I really do, but I got to admit, it's pretty fun. It's pretty fun seeing the Rockies score 7 runs, too. That was good. I learned, you know, we had Jay Norvell on the program, and I learned that an SEC school is reaching out to some of his players.
Saying, come on, Vandy.
What's up?
Vanderbilt, come on.
That's who it is. That's who it is. There we go. Oh, boy. But thanks again to Jay Norvell for joining us. That was awesome. Bruce Dick, who is in Houston for the Final Four. So an exciting time for him to be there would be cool.
Who are your picks for these games?
Let me go San Diego State, mainly because I'm rooting for them. And I'll go Miami.
Let me go FAU and UConn.
That's what we're doing. We're going to go opposites there. I don't know what I'll watch tomorrow. I'll probably have this on.
Your Sea Dragons have won like 4 in a row.
Oh, as soon as I give up on them, they start rolling. I just haven't been able to get into it.
That's fair.
The first weekend, I was kind of trying, but
I'll watch enough for all of you.
There's a lot going on now. And, you know, I don't know if the Nuggets are must-see television for another week now.
Yeah.
But we'll see what they end up doing. I don't know if this is a game or not, but it really started to enter my brain yesterday. I'm like, wait, calf tightness, and now KCP's sick, and Jamal, I don't even know what it is, and you got injury load management or whatever. So we're kind of coasting along for the rest of the week.
I mean, do you want to watch XFL's Dragons play tonight at 5?
There we go. Friday night football?
Friday night.
Well, I had the Phoenix-Denver game really circled on, but
well, now you can watch this and then jump over to the Rockies.
I'll probably watch the Rockies. Kyle Freeland going to the mound.
Come on.
Let's get Kyle going. Marquez got his. Now it's time for Kyle Freeland to get rolling. Let's go 2-0. Let's win every game in March. That's the quest right now. Win every game in March, and you will be 100% in your win percentage in March.
That'd be awesome.
Then you go on to April. And we know they're going to roll in April. They always do. We're all going to say, oh, they're surprising people. And it's like, yeah, they're not really surprising people. This is what they do in
April. Just wait.
This is what they do. Wait till we get late May, early June. And I hope I'm wrong.
No.
I want to be
wrong.
You
will not speak that into existence.
I want to get on the bus with you guys. I want to, but I got to.
You better hurry because it's going downhill.
It might go downhill at some point, man. Fun shows this week. Always great to catch up with these great coaches and players in the area and our great writers and insiders. And so we just appreciate you guys rocking and rolling with us. Apparently, we're going to go see Tanner get his hair tips frosted today.
Frosted flakes
for old Tanner Schwint. That'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.